Hi, in this tutorial, we're going to walk through loading data into an Azure SQL Data Warehouse database using the BCP command line utility. The first thing we're going to do is create a table that we'll load the data into. And we'll do that simply by connecting to the data warehouse using the SQL command utility. And in this case, I parameterize the server, the database, the username and password that you'll replace with the values appropriate for your database. The next thing we're going to do is we're actually going to create the table statement, and it's simply a dimension table called dimdate2 with three columns, a date ID, a calendar quarter, and a fiscal quarter. And we'll go ahead and execute that to create the table. Once the table is created, we'll then simply just query against the table to see that the table is created and that that has no values. In this case, we can see that we have zero rows. Now we're able to start loading data using BCP. The next thing we're going to do is look at the table or the data that we're going to load into the database. In this case, it's a simple set of 12 rows, again, following those three same column formats, the date ID, the calendar quarter, and the fiscal quarter, saved as a file, dimdate2.txt. And you can see they're comma separate. So now let's flip over to our BCP command. If we look at our BCP command, it contains a bunch of different parameters, and I'll walk you through these. The first parameter is the table that we'd like to load, in this case, dimdate2. The second parameter is the direction that we'd like to move the data. So in this case, we're going to move it into the database, so an in command. The third is the file location where we're actually going to pull the data from. And then again, that set of parameters that are specific to your database, and I parameterize them here. The server that we're connecting to, the database, username and password for connecting. And finally, a set of options around how to execute the BCP command. In this case, Q for quoted identifiers, C for character types, and I've done that here for demonstration purposes, but you can use the other types, and then T, the field terminator. In this case, a simple comma. And we'll go ahead and execute this, and you'll see that BCP will read the file, and we'll go ahead and bulk load those rows into the database. Now, if we go back to our original command here, and we execute that same select from the table, we'll see that there are 12 rows, simply using the same commands that you would use with any BCP operation. But now let's go export that data. So we're going to go back to our BCP window, and we're going to change a couple of the parameters. Specifically, we're going to change the direction, so from in to out, and this will take the data from the database and direct it to a file. And then we'll give the file a new name, in this case, out. We'll go ahead and run that command as well. This now, you can see, took those 12 rows out of the database and then wrote them to a local file. And if we go ahead and open that file in Notepad, you'll see dimdate2 here, and you'll see it's those exact same rows. Thanks for watching our tutorial.